This was supposed to be the moment Mitt Romney finally convinced his own party that he was the president in waiting. But if he has the air of a man who believes he'll win this race, more and more Republicans don't. It was a far from Super Tuesday, winning where he was expected, but only just in the state he couldn't afford to lose, Ohio. The prepared victory speech, delivered before the result was in, sounded hollow.
Tonight we're doing some counting. We're counting up the delegates for the convention, and it looks good. And we're counting down the days until November, and that looks even better. We're going to take your vote, a huge vote tonight in Massachusetts, and take that victory all the way to the White House.
All Romney's money and organization can't shake off Rick Santorum. In state after state, the former senator again showed the Republican heartlands want something other than Romney.
We have won in the West, the Midwest, and the South, and we're ready to win across this country.
What Santorum wants is Newt Gingrich to drop out of the race. He won his home state of Georgia, but is struggling for attention.
And now it's Santorum. And you just can't quite get across to them. It's all right. There are lots of bunny rabbits that run through. I'm the tortoise. I just take one step at a time.
With Ohio, the big kahuna.
It leaves the country to reflect on where the Republican Party stands and how long this race will run.
But the dramatic race could keep going for a while.
Perhaps the big winner of the night was the man whose job they want. While Republicans continue to attack each other, they can't fully focus on Barack Obama. He begins a three-day swing through three states today to sell his message. Mitt Romney remains the favorite to face him in November, but it is more evident than ever that it'll be a scrap to the finish line.